From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, extra eyes on crime. The city of San Francisco using another tool in the hopes of cracking down on car break-ins, retail theft, and sideshows. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. The plan is to install 400 automated license plate readers at 100 intersections across San Francisco. Just moments ago, Mayor London Breed and other city officials were in the Sunset, and they say the new tech will be a game changer when it comes to public safety.
Automated license plate readers can play an invaluable role in helping us to track some of the perpetrators.
The city and county of San Francisco is the tech capital of the world, and now our officers have the technology that they need to better address the crime challenges in our city. And this is a very, very exciting thing.
And police say over the next 3 months, license plate readers will be going up all across the city. The news first came out earlier this year. That's when we spoke to a business owner in the Tenderloin who tells us he welcomes all the help he can get.
Better, almost. People need to see that. It's not like just to feel it's better.
We're a big city, so we have big city challenges. We have crime, we have retail theft. And one of the most effective ways to combat that is to hold people accountable. And one of the ways of doing that is making sure our law enforcement and government agencies have the proper tools.
And the public safety cameras were made possible thanks to funding from California's Organized Retail Theft Grant Program. And those license plate readers come as the city is also getting dozens of new speed cameras. By early next year, they will be deployed at 33 locations at schools, senior centers, and along the city's so-called high injury network. That's a small number of San Francisco streets responsible for most of the serious injuries and fatalities. People who live in those areas say near misses are far too common.
My wife and I were crossing the street, and then I had to jump in front of a car so we wouldn't get hit.
40 miles an hour, a person gets hit. We are so vulnerable. 75% chance that you are not going to survive that crash or you're going to be very severely injured.
And the SFMTA board hopes to hire a contractor to install the cameras by early 2025. Drivers caught speeding will get warnings the first couple of months, then face fines after 60 days. And those cameras are part of a 5-year pilot program that will also be rolled out in San Jose and in Oakland. Other top stories we're following at noon. Police are investigating a possible shooting on the westbound lanes of I-80 in Richmond. It all started when a man was rushed to the hospital last night saying he had been shot while driving. CHP closed the area of McBride looking for bullet casings. So far, no word on a potential suspect. In Pleasant Hill, police are searching for a killer. They say shot someone and killed a man at a normally quiet condo complex. It happened on Twin Bridge Circle yesterday. A witness told us she heard a series of pops, saw a car speed out of the complex off Longbrook Way.
I ran, and there was two men laying on the ground. And by the time that they got to him, one guy was not moving at all. The other guy, I could see that he was moving his hands. He was saying something.
Both men were rushed to the John Muir Medical Center. One of them, a 67-year-old, was pronounced dead. We're told the other has life-threatening injuries. We still don't know if the victims knew each other or the person who shot them. Police have not released any information about a potential suspect. The Alameda County Health Department has a warning for a very specific group of people. If you visited a certain restaurant earlier this month, you might have been exposed to measles. If you were one of the people who were at the Sons of Liberty restaurant in San Leandro back on March 9th, between the time of 4:45 and 7:30 in the evening, and if you are high risk like the unvaccinated, pregnant women, or infants, you should call your doctor. It could take weeks before you see any symptoms of measles like fever, red eyes, and a rash. Okay, turning to First Alert weather right now. Here's a live look outside all across the Bay Area after a long, dry stretch. Uh-oh, changes are on the way. Rain is expected to return to the region. Here's meteorologist Jessica Birch.
Very similar to yesterday, our daytime highs are sitting in the upper 50s and lower 60s along the peninsula, with 60s up into the North Bay heading into this afternoon. It'll be cool and breezy along the coast, a mix of sun and clouds for the forecast for us today and tomorrow. We're going to hold on tight to the 70s off into our inland East Bay and the Santa Clara Valley for just one more day, but we have a cold front moving right around the corner, and it's moving towards us pretty fast. As we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have some unsettled weather right around the corner, ending that dry break that we've had for quite some time. I mean, think about last weekend. It was gorgeous. We had 70s, and we're seeing a similar setup for us today and tomorrow. But then that cold front moves in, and we're left with 50s in the forecast as early as Saturday. So a big change right around the corner, but that's just our inland areas. Taking a look at the Bay for friends who live near San Francisco, Daly City, Oakland, we're actually going to be flirting with the upper 50s and lower 60s into early next week, too, with some unsettled weather lingering into Tuesday's forecast.
Well, to the border crisis now, controversial immigration law in Texas is once again on hold just hours after the Supreme Court said it could temporarily take effect. A federal appeals court issued a new order effectively blocking that law again. Natalie Brand has the latest.
Texas law enforcement for now cannot detain migrants suspected of entering the country illegally after an appeals court paused a new state law while it hears arguments on the matter today.
Texas has invoked the authority provided to us in Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution to declare an invasion and for Texas to defend ourselves.
Texas Senate Bill 4 would not only allow state authorities to make arrests, but it could allow state judges to issue deportation orders. Sheriff Martin Cuellar of Webb County, Texas, says he has concerns.
We're not immigration officers, and we have to get trained to make sure that we are following the rule of the law.
Attorney Kathleen Bush Joseph with the Migration Policy Institute says she's worried about confusion on the ground and the legal precedent it could set.
Talk about what you think the implications of this bill could be if it were to take effect.
This would absolutely be a sea change for over a century. The Supreme Court has upheld the principle that the federal government sets immigration policy.
While the fight plays out in the courts, Mexico's government has already said it will not accept under any circumstances people deported by the state of Texas.